Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Bradley, and you're listening to Legends Only. Oh, wait, are you already doing?
Oh, no, I was just...
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't know if you started going.
I started.
This is a really professional production.
All right, let's take two.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Bradley.
And I'm T. Kyle.
And you're listening...
That sounds so stupid.
It does sound stupid. So why don't you tell everybody?
Oh, let everyone know what we've been talking about for the past 10 minutes. That we don't have a theme song yet.
We have no idea how to intro this podcast.
Good morning.
Good morning.
America.
We're excited to tell you.
That we don't have a theme song still. No, we were just, you know. Well, I want to do a Charlie's Angels intro.
Oh, okay.
So there's the man who's like, good morning, angels. Yeah. But what would our Charlie's Angels...
Do you mean Charlie?
Oh.
Sorry to that man, whoever he
Darn.
Is.
You know, some things, I'm really not that stupid, I swear. No,
the audience knows that.
They're all like sitting in their cars and like, yeah, T.
Well, whoever the hell is talking to the Charlie's Angels.
That was so embarrassing. I was distracted because I was thinking of what would our good morning be and who would we respond to. Like, would it be good morning, legends? Could that be it? Can we do that?
Yes, we can do okay. That if that makes you happy.
And I'll edit my voice to sound like it's through a telecom.
Wait a minute. It should be the Brinty Spree's voice responding to it.
We'll all mix her in with ours.
Oh, yes, it should.
Okay.
This is just...
Here we go. Track one.
Good morning, legends.
Good morning, moo-moos.
At this point, you're just getting me to say shit that you can manipulate later.
Blackmail.
True.
Don't call me Angel.
Don't call me Angle. You know what we could do? We could pay for a jingle like Sophia Nygaard on YouTube. I like her. She's like an ex-BuzzFeed who does all these things. And she paid one of those jingle makers to do an intro for her YouTube. And she did it as a joke. And then she just kept it for a while. It's really good.
Well, I'll look on Fiverr.
Yeah. I think it was like Fiverr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People get like jingles and
yeah,
voiceovers.
Right. So we can just have that person or like get someone like Sabi to do it.
She's available.
Speaking of vegetables, nope, I don't have a segue for that.
I was like, where are we going with this? I was going to say, aren't we supposed to say this week?
This week. Oh, yeah. On this episode of Legends Only. On this episode of Legends Only.
Dula Peep told us, don't start now.
Kelly Clarkson is heading to Vegas.
Brooke Hogan, queen of pop, vocalist, icon, WWE superstar, legend, singer, songstress, songwriter, is back with a new single.
Charlie XCX is making a good case to join the Westboro Baptist Church.
Brad, that is a bad show.
You homophobic bitch.
Her fans.
Wow. And also, the Charlie's Angels said, hey.
Yeah, a lot of them. The newest version. Anyway, we'll get into that and all the rest of these
hot topics. I don't know how that went.
Yeah, that was a really smooth intro, I think.
Yeah, great. Yes, hello, everyone. I'm T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
You sure are, aren't you? And welcome back to another episode.
What does that even mean? Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for listening
to another episode of
Legends Only,
a weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
That was good.
That's really good, actually.
We needed a conductor.
We sure did.
Yeah, I'm the Will I Am of this podcast.
You are, actually. How you've edited my vocals.
Anyway, how was your Halloween?
Halloween? Kind of nightmarish.
Yeah, I got your text and I was like, what are you doing?
I made a poor choice. Well, actually, my friend Charlie did.
Just one?
Last night, just one. Surprisingly one. We decided to go to Julius, and that was in the middle of the costume parade, which I have never attended before. Did not realize that was going to be like a tiny pride nightmare.
Yeah.
So
could have told you that.
Yeah. So the taxi just let me off like a few blocks away, and I walked probably a half hour before I got to the bar, and then the bar was overcrowded, and then I left and couldn't find a taxi. So how was your Halloween?
Well, I played video games and I did work. So
that feels like a slight drag at me.
No, I mean, I literally had to.
I was productive. So
I
unlike you,
literally had to work.
Bitch.
There was no getting out of that.
Yeah.
So I just did that.
Great.
And it was, you know, I looked at everyone's costumes on Instagram.
Yes, there were many. Mm-hmm. As far as the celebrities go, I'm always like shocked by people's shock that these people whose entire lives revolve around like public opinion have put all this money into their costume. It's like, well, duh.
Right. Like that's the point.
That's the point, Yolanda. But like, I don't know. I don't even think I was that impressed.
I was.
Okay.
With Heidi Klum.
So Heidi's obviously every year. I just feel like, so what she had this year was sort of like a cyborg alien.
Yeah, it was like a mutant
thing.
Thing.
I'm always impressed every year. I wouldn't say this year was especially gay rights of her.
Oh, you didn't enjoy the tits?
I'm always, you know, it's kind of like she hires a professional like movie makeup team at this point every year. And
well, it's, you know, a costume.
Yes, she doesn't go to Party City. But
she was in makeup for 13 hours. Did you see it?
Yeah, she did a live installation in front of a window. Amazon Prime not sponsored.
Oh, it was literally sponsored?
It was sponsored, but we
are
not yet.
She sat there for 13 hours.
She sat there and basically live streamed it. Like, she did updates on her IG and stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty cool to do in front of everyone, especially knowing that your outfit's going to be like tits and an exposed stomach.
Right? I'm like, I'm falling asleep at work after like 3 hours, let alone 13. And then she went out and partied.
She did.
Wow.
And there were some good looks I enjoyed. I'm trying to think of them now, which none are coming to mind, but there were some.
Great. Love those looks. Love these shoes.
I love this look. Love these shoes.
Someone will get that.
If you're listening to the Britney podcast, you will.
I think the best moment of Halloween 2019 was a moment on the Wendy Williams show that I have been laughing at nonstop for days. It is a moment when the camera panned to someone wearing a mask and Wendy was just like,
what was that?
What was that? James.
That's what she said. And you know what? What was that? Okay. James?
I retweeted it on my Twitter. Well, duh.
Because like, oh, your else? Twitter.
Yeah. Well, duh. When you retweet something, it's on your Twitter account. So it's there. If you haven't seen it, I retweeted it. Go look.
Go look.
It is so funny. That was my favorite moment of Halloween.
And now that I think about it, this is the second year that Wendy has made a spectacle from Halloween. Last year was a little darker, but you know what? But she's stronger than yesterday. And now she gave us a laugh.
Yeah.
And she's in a much better place.
All eyes on her in the center of the ring.
Just like a, well, actually like a ringleader, but like a circus.
Yeah.
Actually, she did good. I liked that.
Yeah, I loved it. It was very fitting for her life right now. Yeah. Oh. Circus era incoming.
30 years of Wendy Williams coming soon. yeah, I'm. What else am I thinking about that people did? You know what? I'm not mad at Kim Kardashian's Legally Blonde.
Oh, no.
I thought it was cute.
It was.
I don't like to acknowledge
it was kind of
her.
Reductive because Ariana just did Thank You Next.
We're kind of in this period of like nostalgia.
Yeah.
Of that.
I appreciated that her costume was like the video. Not just, yeah. Like, she didn't just dress up as Elle Woods. She was like, I'm the video tape.
Yeah, as somebody also pointed out, like, where were those men from? She, like, literally hired those extras just to walk around her. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay, there's... But again, it's like, yes, she lives her life for the spotlight. Of course she did that.
Right? Imagine being rich.
Can't relate. But you know what? I'm not mad at the Kylie Jenner, Marilyn look.
What Marilyn look? Wasn't she... Madonna.
She's
and
done
she
like,
was Ariel.
She did like 10 looks this year. She did Ariel. Then she did Madonna.
Do rich people have nothing better to do?
Well,
that's a different discussion.
Might have been for V Magazine now that I think about it, but it was like still a Halloween look. She did like diamonds look, like that Madonna also did.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I say to all of that? It's a big waste of plastic. Wait, that could be taken as shade. I meant Halloween decorations are
you
a big
mean
waste.
Specifically the outfits?
No, like specifically everything that is involved in making things for Halloween. It's all plastic. Makeup, right. The wings, the mouse ears, the stupid little things that you put in your yard.
Congratulations on that Instagram. You this just is... killed the earth.
Literally. I feel the same way about people who put up plastic fucking Christmas trees. This is not a climate change podcast. But don't get me started. Halloween decorations and plastic Christmas trees... grind my gears like nobody's business.
Well, we know who's fun during the holidays.
Don't invite me to your party.
Bunch of Christmas spirit in this one.
All I want for Christmas is you to recycle that, goddammit.
Bitch. Great. Can you think of any other costumes that you liked? I'm cycling through them in my mind right now.
My friend Lauren was...
Oh, famous noted celebrity Lauren.
Leave her alone.
We have it in our notes. It says celebrity outfits.
She is a celebrity in my mind.
Okay.
She did Kiki's I'm Sorry to This Man.
Oh.
I retweeted that as well.
I saw that. Yeah. That was very good.
Basically, just go to my Twitter account and follow me.
Honestly, that's all you need to do is just follow T. Kyle.
All the ones I liked, I shared on my Instagram and Twitter.
There was also, somebody did an amazing New York, Tiffany Pollard.
Yes, queen.
She's like walking out of the party and she perfectly reenacts.
The hair, the dress, it's all perfect.
It's really good.
Isn't it crazy how Tiffany Pollard is still so iconic as a reality TV star? Like, no one's going to be talking about The Bachelor contestants in 20
get a
years
season.
From now.
Yeah, she really did that.
She sure did.
The gifts will live on forever.
Well, you're kind of half welcome for that.
Yeah, true. You did contribute a lot to realitytvgifts.com.
Mm-hmm. Not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
Well, you know, enough about Halloween because
it's
November.
Right,
it's
over and you're done.
If you enjoyed our Halloween EP and you would like a Thanksgiving EP, that's not a hypothetical question. What's the other word for that? When you ask a question that you already know the answer to?
Rhetorical.
Rhetorical. That was a rhetorical question because it's going to happen. So get ready.
Great. So that's coming soon.
Around Thanksgiving. Not yet.
Not yet.
As Mariah would say.
We should discuss that.
Yeah. This week on Legends Only. You know, we're just getting started.
Yeah.
We've just begun having our fun and figuring out our transitions and our intro and our theme song.
Speaking of starting.
Oh,
Dua
I see
Peep.
What you did there. That was good.
Thank you. Miss Dua Lipa, formerly known as Dua Peep, launched the comeback of Well, it's not really a comeback, but it's the first single from her new album, Don't Start Now. Topic established.
That was a great smooth transition. It actually really was.
I feel so much better now.
I'll try and do the next one.
Okay.
We'll just try and, yeah.
Well, why don't you tell everybody what you think of this song?
I actually enjoy it. Oh, I wouldn't say I love it.
Okay.
But I like it. I find it enjoyable to listen to. It's a very upbeat, dancey moment. Can you shake your tits to it? Yes. And I love the bridge. But I think it's a lukewarm, well, maybe like just slightly above lukewarm intro to this new era.
Okay.
And I enjoy it.
Okay.
Didn't like the video, but it's okay.
I liked the song when I first listened, then loved it after several listens. That bass in the headphones is really good. It's, you know, disco's always going to win me over. And I really like that it sounds a lot like a legend from the UK, Sophie Ellis Bextor. If you don't know her, you can just go ahead to Spotify and look at that This Is Sophie Ellis Bextor playlist or whatever they have. And you could just get a little greatest hits. Murder on the Dance Floor, for example. There's too many. 20 Years of Sophie coming soon. But sounds a lot like Sophie, but it's not like ripping her off. It's just like in the style of that I appreciate. And frankly, I like that Miss Dula is a main girl in 2019 at this point, and her going disco might bully the other girls into going disco, which I'm all here for that.
Yeah, I mean, Carly Rae was allegedly supposed to go disco with the last one.
Yeah, and she buried it in her backyard. It's called like Disco Sweat, I believe she said.
Oh.
I think she even titled it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, she's probably shaking right now.
She is. She realizes what she didn't do that Dula did. I mean, I'm happy about this, even if it's not the most obvious chorus or anything like that. I'm happy because this is going to put a little oomph in the girls,
I think. It's dance.
Which not everybody has
it's
that lately.
Fun, and that's what we all want on
we
this podcast.
We just want to have fun.
We're all going to have fun!
And everybody is very much in a Xanax-y, downbeat, very depressing state.
Yeah. Which I also love.
Which we need a little oomph, says the gay. All right, next.
Well, you said you were feeling like you loved that song. So speaking of feeling love.
Oh my God.
Sam Smith, and it's funny that you tweeted about this. I really thought, yeah, I was like, oh, like I'm going to bring this up and Brad's going to be like so shocked and I'm going to be like, wow, I have so much taste. Did you know? But then I saw everyone tweeting about it and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Under the radar artist, yeah. Sam Smith came through.
Like, oh, sigh, I'm just another gay. But I thought it was funny because we were talking about Goldfrapp last week, Strict Machine, and she samples the Donna Summer song.
In Strict Machine?
Yeah. Like, it's not a full sample,
right.
But it's...
Right. Okay. I don't know if it's an actual sample, though.
Technically, it is not a sample in terms of definition.
In terms of words, it's not.
No. In terms of legality, it is not. However, it is very similar to the track. I would say that it's inspired by...
Most things are. It is considered one of the most influential records of the disco era.
Well, I mean...
And there you have it.
So that would be...
So yes.
Like I said what
said,
I said.
You said what you said. Sam Smith covering Donna Summer's classic I Feel Love, Giorgio Moroder. There's the Britney connection. He would later go on to do Tom's Diner with her. I really actually at first like was hesitant to listen to this because it's a classic and I'm not the biggest Sam Smith fan by any means. So I was like, ugh. But then I saw Disclosure. One part of Disclosure produced it, which is a good sign. And honestly, I think they did it justice.
I think it's really good.
I think it sounds
it's a very
good,
modernized,
fresh. Yeah. I don't think it's trying to take it anywhere too crazy. And this is yet another, this is a second disco song of New Music Friday. So this is a great sign.
I mean, it might be the direction that...
Lord, I hope so.
All the girls are going in.
They better be.
I mean, Giorgio Moroder with that Tom's Diner remix kind of did it too. So don't one
wanna,
could say
don't
want to
say that that's what launched
the trend.
It,
but
now we said it.
Yeah, great playlist there. Legends only, disco tits. Disco shake your tits.
Yes.
Could be the title of that EP.
Well, I love anything I feel love. Of course, Madonna incorporated it into Confessions. A lot of the girls actually do something with I Feel Love. So anyway, I'm all in.
You know, speaking of classics.
Right.
Brooke Hogan, did you even know that this happened?
Not until I saw the note, actually.
And you were like, what was your reaction when you saw the note?
This must be a mistake. I actually thought maybe it was a re-release of a song from like 2010, because that is also how it sounds. But we'll get into that.
That is tea. I was going to say it sounds like a song from 10 years ago.
Yeah, I feel like it distinctly bops like 2012, maybe.
Yes.
Which is to say it goes off. But it has a certain like unawareness of the current climate that's refreshing.
Well, you know, she's just sonically changing the game.
Yeah. Once again, this is, I think, between Dua Peep and Brooke Hogan, we're really shifting the sonic landscape.
We are. The taste just went from low to high.
Yes. We've turned it on.
No, I like was listening to it and I don't know. I just love fun.
Yeah. As far as throwaway pop goes, as far as, you know, quote, low pop or outsider, you know, pop stars, I actually think it's pretty enjoyable. And
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it at all.
No.
It's kind of island.
It's no Hey Yo.
Hey Yo? Oh, yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Hey, yeah. But I do think it is not bad. I think it accidentally just dropped out of the sky when it was meant to be released many, many years ago.
It's a femme fatale B-side.
Yes. But you know what? We welcome it with open arms in this depressing time of ours.
We sure do.
Anything goes.
Stream Redemption on iTunes.
That's right. Most importantly, yes, if you are less familiar with the work of Brooke Hogan, you need to first and foremost get her story through her intro of Redemption.
I think the fans are going to demand that we introduce them to that in a deep dive.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, see you next week.
See you next week. Speaking of, it's my turn to do a transition.
Yeah.
Speaking of...
Well, you can literally just tell me to sit back in my chair because I didn't listen to the song yet. So right. I'm going to see myself out.
So Kyle's gone.
I'm a now big that I'm fan. Here,
the Candy Queen herself, the indestructible Amanda Lee, otherwise known as Mandy Moore, is back this year. This time she's got a second song from her upcoming album called I'd Rather Lose. And it is fantastic. It is kind of Fleetwood Mac-y and, as she described it, California-esque, a California record. Lana Del Rey is shaking. She's setting the mood for what this album's going to be at this point with these first two singles. The
first one's going to be a whole album?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now am I in?
It's, yes, this is like a campaign that's happening.
Because, you know, sometimes the girls, they come out with a single and they're like, oh, I want to be a pop star again.
Mm-hmm.
And they disappear and it doesn't happen. So...
I think she's got a very clear vision with this music. I'd Rather Lose is wonderful. And it's really got a good message about how she doesn't want to play the game, got lost in the game, that I really like. She put out a quote that was unexpectedly deep and hit me when she released the song.
Did you make it a caption on one of your gym selfies?
Yes, I did. She said, and I quote, "We live in a cultural moment of win at all costs, and that may afford small victories in the short term, but this song tries to explore the idea of trying to live according to your moral compass, whatever that might be. It's easy to run out of patience and give in to temptation on any given day, but it seems like the only way of achieving this kind of long-term peace of mind we're all looking for requires a recommitment to the concept of honesty and integrity that ground us. On a macro level, that's what this song aims to hit on, abandoning the game you never subscribed to in the first place."
Wow.
So she did that.
I think of that video of Wendy Williams where she's like, she's got a point.
She's got a point. She's a legend. She's an icon.
She's got a point. She's an icon. She's a legend. And she is the moment. Now, come on now.
Wow. Yes. Well, I can't wait to listen to it. I feel exposed.
Yes, you're very exposed. She has a song before this called When I Wasn't Watching, and that was the one that kicked off this campaign.
I enjoy that one.
And, you know, it's all sort of like in this like Fleetwood-y, Haim-y vibe, California vibe. I just think it's going to be a really good start to finish album, kind of like Leighton Meester's Heartstrings. That album is also amazing for a actress turned singer. And now I'll stop talking because I'm the only one who's talking about this.
Yeah, Well, you know, I'm sure there'll be someone out there who listened.
Yeah.
You know, because here's the thing. I've been listening to what we're going to talk about next a lot. And then I just forgot about everything else. And someone was like, oh my God, Brooke Hogan. So I just got distracted.
Right.
I'm sorry, Mandy. Love always.
Love always.
T. Kyle. But the Charlie's Angels soundtrack, I would say it's probably the biggest drop of this past week. Maybe
I
not.
I think so. I think Dua was the like one that was billed as the biggest, most important one of all the main girls, I guess. But this is like, they're all collected on this soundtrack. Well, not all of them by any means, but a lot of the new girls. Yes, we have the Charlie's Angels original motion picture soundtrack. Now, the thing about this is it means something because the last soundtrack to the 2001? Regardless.
I was young.
That soundtrack really meant a lot to us in our impressionable years, I'd say. And you'd got things like Independent Women, most importantly. Destiny's Child. So I think there was a little bit of a expectation set for this soundtrack, that part of it, and also the part that Ariana Grande co-executive produced the album, and the sheer roster, the names on this: Miley, Lana, Anita, Normani, Nicki, Kim Petras, Alma, Chaka Khan, actual legend. So when the track list dropped, everyone freaked out because it was just names and names and names.
Star-studded.
Everyone was shook. But
so many angels.
So many angels. So little track time. Cameron, Drew, Lucy, we're sorry for whatever this movie is going to be.
The media landscape is different. I'm sure that there are little girls that are shaking and crying to see this movie, just like we were when we were 20 years less younger than we were now.
Mm-hmm. We were barely born then. Wow, we were just
fetuses. We were like 10. Didn't you always just want to be like...
A Charlie's Angel?
Yeah. Like, I wanted to be the pink Power Ranger. I wanted to be Carmen Sandiego. And then I was like, I want to be an angel.
Okay.
I really just want to put on a high heel boot and kick someone.
I mean, that checks out with your personality.
Thank you. Yeah, like a nice skinny legged jean with a nice.
I wanted to be the red Power Ranger.
You would, fucking dumbass mask gaze. That is like literally the difference between us. You're like, I really want to be the red Power Ranger. Like, what is his animal that he morphs into?
Oh, God, I don't remember. I'll look it up.
So, fake fan.
Fake fan.
I wanted to be the pink one, and I wanted to be a pterodactyl, so.
Kimberly, right? I do remember her name, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The red one was like a tiger or something mask.
Yeah, was he Jason?
I don't know. Wasn't he in gay porn, too?
Well, that checks out. But then there's like Billy, who is blue, I think.
Yeah.
We've digressed.
Yeah, well, who are we talking about?
The angels,
past and present.
Oh, we're
talking about like, yeah. Past and present Charlie's Angels.
Right. I mean, nothing's going to replace those three for me, obviously. But, you know, also respect to the original Angels. That's like true legends only. But then we got the fun, like, millennium version. And now we have the 2019 version.
We have the TikTok
era Charlie's Angels.
Of Charlie's Angels.
Yes. So why don't we go through this soundtrack?
We can do a little quick.
Yeah, we'll do real rapid fire.
Do like first impressions.
Yeah, because I don't have many. Okay, the first track is called How It's Done, and it's got Kim Petras, Cash Doll, Alma, and Stefflon Don.
I don't mind this one.
I do.
Oh, really? You don't like it?
It's fine. I think it's a little too many cooks in the kitchen. There's a certain point where I just feel like it's kind of like too much thrown together at once, that it's not really impressive from anybody. And I think it's kind of like...
It's not a standout for me.
Yeah, it's not a standout. Great. Track two, Bad to You. Ariana, Normani, and Nicki Minaj. This originally, I believe, was supposed to be Dua Lipa instead of Normani. Fun fact.
I thought Nicki retired.
Yeah, she's for about a day. Now she's back.
Wow.
It's still very unclear. There's plenty of music that was on the way. So it's like, is that rolling out or is she just actively trolling?
Well, I don't know. Back to the Billboard Hot 100, number one, which is difficult to get. Not everyone has that. And she's not going to get it with this.
She's not getting it with Bad to You. That's for damn sure.
But we stand Normani.
We do. We wish that Normani had a bigger moment after Motivation than Bad to You. But
well, you know, it's name recognition. She's out there.
We hope this gets the streams, gets the likes for her.
Maybe it'll go viral on TikTok.
Maybe it'll be a TikTok. You know what? Eight seconds of it. Oh, I know it.
It's affecting the charts.
It's literally affecting the charts. But you know what? That happened with Vine too. Like certain songs would make something a viral hit.
That is true. I do have a playlist on my Spotify called Songs from Vine.
Yeah. And so that's definitely happening to TikTok.
And speaking of songs and Vine, and we just passed Halloween, but I would just like to say that my Dancing Witch Vine with If I'm Dancing single-handedly did more promo for Glory than all of RCA combined. So that stream
and
it now.
There you have it.
And buy Glory on iTunes.
There it is. Well, Jax liked it from Vanderpump Rules. What more Taste. Evidence do you need?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So Bad to You is bad to me. And
sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's not one of my faves.
Nope. Then we have Don't Call Me
Fucking
Angel.
Bop. Don't Call Me Angel is a fucking bop. I don't care what all the gays are saying on Twitter that hate it. It is so good. Lana's part is so good. We stan Miley. I love it. I don't know why it flopped. Then again, I just started this podcast by standing Brooke Hogan. So maybe I'm not the gauge of taste.
Yeah.
But I enjoy the song a lot.
Yep. And then we have.
Wow.
I like Lana's part. And I like all three participants in the song.
Is there an angel emoji?
Yes.
Okay, tweet me an angel emoji if you agree that this is a bop. Thank you.
Thank you.
So then I can screen
cap it. And also buy the song on
Brad.
iTunes if you like it so much since it's flopping.
Right, isn't it like number like 473?
It's literally, it went right down.
That's such a shame.
It is.
Ugh, I love it.
Well, it's just being held up by your streams alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Anyway, next track is, I think, my favorite track.
Okay, we're on the same page. It's called Eyes Off You with Keanu. Oh, wait, I don't want to sound like an idiot when I say that.
Arlissa.
With M22, Arlissa, and Keanu.
This summer bop, very like Kygo, summer pool side, tits out.
Listener Kelly said that this could be Rihanna or Dua also, like vocally. This could have been a great song for them.
I could totally see Rihanna doing this.
I wish. I hope Rihanna's listening to this podcast and also to Eyes Off You on the Charlie's Angels soundtrack. She's making some calls and saying, I want to do that. We'll get to Rihanna in another episode.
Yeah, we need to. But this one is, I would say, my... yes. This is my favorite one on the album.
Mine as well. Minus, which we'll get into the next song, which is Bad Girls, the Gigamesh remix. I mean, I think it's a fine remix.
Yeah, I think it's a good remix. Yeah. It's modern.
And I already love the song, so that's just like, yeah, I'll take it.
It's fun.
Yeah. If they're trying to update it for the new generation, sure. Then we get into Nobody with...
It's not going to change the world.
Ariana and Chaka Khan, who unintentionally made the song more popular than it was ever going to be by doing an interview. And when asked for a hint about the song by the very excited host, thinking she would say anything, like PR stunt, like, oh, it's going to be great. She was like, well...
It's so good. I will insert the audio here.
It's cute. It's great. It's not going to change the world.
We just heard about your collaboration with Ariana Grande. Speaking of powerful women, what can you tell us about the song? Can you give
us a song? It's a cute song. It's
What's really... it about?
It's a song, you know, about Charlie's Angels. It's, you know, it's... The song is not... It's not going to change the world, okay? It's a good song in the movie.
Then she moves right into promoting her next project, which is such a sign.
You know, Chaka Khan's a legend.
And legends of that stature throw, much like Aretha, the shade that they throw is expert. And it's so... Oh.
She didn't lie.
She didn't lie. This song will not change the world.
My world has not changed.
Mine is firmly in place, but I still just... God bless the song for existing, so we get that.
Yeah, she's a cute girl.
I think we'll probably have to snip that part and say, the song's not going to change the world to a million songs. That's going to happen like on Twitter. They're going to snip that part.
Oh,
all the stands
right,
are going to reply to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, thank you, Chaka, for that meme. And that's what we're going to say about that song. Next, we have Pantera by Anita, who I openly stand for. This is a fine Anita song. It's fun and festive. It's not nearly the best she's done. It's no Patagonia or anything that's a little more catchy, I'd say. This is fine.
Yeah, just... I agree. It's fine.
So that's what we say about that song. Good.
This is where I feel like the soundtrack takes a dip.
Oh, just here?
Yes. Actually, the next three songs.
Yeah. So the next song is surprisingly an Ariana Grande solo. It's called How I Look on You. Here's what I have to say about that song. I will spend my entire life defending Lana to the death and saying that all of her songs sound different. Every studio album, whenever she gets criticism that her music sounds the same, every Ariana Grande song sounds the same to me, and I cannot fucking stand it. Like, since Seven Rings and that whole era, like, everything's like a mid-tempo, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I just, and this is no exception, this feels like perfectly run-of-the-mill Ariana, yeah.
That's why I like Don't Call Me Angel.
Why? Because it's not that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'll give you that. This was clearly a discard from the last album sessions. It has to be.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a B-side.
So speaking of the letter B, look at the transition.
And speaking of iconic albums, the next song is called Blackout. Actually, I don't mind this one.
I don't actually either. It is by...
It's kind of good.
It's by Danielle Bradbury, who actually won The Voice several seasons ago. Season 4, I think. At a certain point, I knew The Voice contestants. It's crazy.
None I mean, that's four seasons a year. How can you even keep up?
I know. But when we were writing about all of them, it's crazy that none of the winners, this is a total sidetrack, have any success. Almost none of them.
Because the shows aren't made, like, they're not
made for the judges, not for the winners.
They're made for the judges, and they're made to be ratings grabs, and they don't actually invest in the winners like they used to.
That's true.
Like season one American Idol, when Kelly won, she got a record contract and a full-blown era promotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't make them like that anymore.
They don't. They're just like, oh, congratulations to
Susie. We're
going to
RT your new single. Yeah. That's what you win.
good job, Debbie. Tomorrow night on the season premiere of season 84, it's like, that's literally how it is.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And they churn it out. At this point, it's like a slight popularity boost for your already like promoted career that you're doing. This is like a new thing you can add to your bio.
Yeah.
It's so
kind of like us starting this podcast.
Oh.
You know, really unique. There's no podcast ever done before.
That's true. That's really true.
Basically, the point is that it's very oversaturated.
Good thing that we make a difference and stand out.
And we do.
Got our own, much like the next song called Got Our Own by Ariana Grande and Victoria Monet, which every Ariana Grande song sounds the same to me.
Yeah, I was going to say that it sounds the same as the other ones.
I refuse to be told otherwise. It's just like a meh, mid-tempo, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I love a yeah.
I love a yeah. I'm less into yeah, I have to say.
Yeah.
We just did three different yes.
Yeah.
It's just a yeah. I'm not, no.
Well.
I think she needs a little break. I think she's toured forever. We already discussed the trauma she's gone through.
She deserves a break.
She deserves a
break. I would say.
Let yourself kind of explore some new sounds and like relax. That's what I got to say.
Well, what I have to say is that the next track, which is the final track, is a fucking tit-shaking bop. The Charlie's Angels theme, the Black Caviar remix. I was strutting my gay ass through the park. Mm-hmm. It is such a good mix.
I'll always take a remix of a great theme song already.
Right?
Yeah.
It is such a good mix of the original theme song.
I'll give you that. So when all is said and done, I like Eyes Off You, Bad Girls because I already like it, the Charlie's Angel theme because I already like it.
Don't Call Me Angel, Eyes Off You, and the theme song.
Yeah. So that's about a 3 out of 11 ratio.
Also, the theme song remix reminds me of the Giorgio Moroder Tom's Diner remix that he did this year.
Okay.
Like, you can sing the Tom's Diner remix to this song, which I may or may not have been doing on my walk.
Fair point.
Mm-hmm. Try it at home.
So just as I tweeted, I kind of feel like this album was, well, I'll just read the tweet, a successful experiment in doing the least with the most capable roster. I just feel like you had all these names and we like 3 out of 11 songs individually.
Yeah, the legend wasn't really there.
No, I think the legend took the check.
Oh, well.
Well.
She's got a point.
She is. You know, I didn't, and it's nothing against Ariana. I just feel like this was thoroughly afterthought. very B-sides, discards, outtakes. Except for that one song that we love. Because two of them are remixes, so it's like,
true.
Okay. You know,
it's an EP.
Oh, it could have been a better EP.
It's a TikTok EP.
And doesn't that sum up the state of things right now?
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
We'll just hold out that Normani is really, you know, saving up the big guns for herself.
Oh, for her debut album?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do we know when that's happening?
No. Ugh. We need a motivation follow-up fast, though.
Well, whenever it happens, I will be there.
Yeah. Oh, I will be there.
When you're feeling alone. You know, in addition to new music, there are also some new experiences joining the literal experience.
Oh, yep.
In Las
true.
Vegas.
That's right. We're going back to the desert.
Yes, we... Well, are we?
We will. Well, there's some combination of these girls that we need to see.
I don't want
to
get on a plane and travel across the earth. It's just a long trip.
It's anyway, 5 hours. Anyway.
It's seven.
Seven on the way back because of the wind.
No, it's seven on the way there and then five on the way back.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the way the earth turns. Make the world move. Anyway, another one of our legends is setting up shop mm-hmm. in the Zappos
Theater.
Not sponsored. What was it back when we went? Axios?
The Axis Theater?
What was it sponsored by? I don't even know. All I remember is the guy with the mohawk that said Peace of Me on it.
Yeah. He's stenciling Invincible across his mohawk right now. That's right. Kelly Clarkson is launching a residency called Invincible beginning in April of 2020. And there's about 16 dates so far, I would say. There are 16 dates. Yeah, spread out from April to like August, which makes me think The Voice is probably still in her slot somewhere there. And the Kelly Clarkson show, I think, unless it doesn't run.
She's really having a year.
She is. Arguably, it's maybe too much because
I don't know.
If she can handle it, that's cool. But it seems like she hosts these like Billboard shows and stuff now. Like,
yeah, she is a multi-talented legend.
She is. She can do all things. And she's really becoming a talk show queen.
Yeah, it's doing incredible.
The numbers are, I think they said, the best in 7 years for a debut talk show. Ellen isn't shaking yet, but I see her eyeing Ellen's spot for real.
Mm-hmm.
Because the show has a healthy mix of heart and humor.
It does.
And I didn't even... I'm not sponsored, but I really do think it does.
And a good mix of legend and muas.
Legend and flop. Muas, yeah.
And Manny Mua was on it.
Oh my God, Manny Mua was on it. I watch all the little clips that they throw out after, and she also makes it incredibly easy to access because you can watch it on the Instagram and like I'll just scroll through and watch the whole
on the YouTube,
IGTV and the YouTubes. And I gotta say, there's a lot of those heartfelt stories, and they really do. I get affected. Like she's gone to homeless shelters, she's spotlighted kids joining like anti-bullying groups, and she's done diversity segments about like interracial adoption and stuff. And it's like, okay, this is really like, she does a good job of blending local life with celebrity life, because mm-hmm. it's really not too focused on the celebs.
No,
it's when not. They come around, I get the impression that they're like breathing easy because Kelly's really relatable and fun to talk to. Kelly's not going to do a got you moment of like,
no, not at
if
all.
If they want to expose something, they've set it up with her beforehand. Like Sharon Osbourne, like talked about her plastic surgery, and that was like a very candid and funny moment.
Right. She's
like,
not trying to bait for headlines. She's trying to have just real, normal conversations, which I find really enjoyable.
Yeah. I find the spark of it is like, oh, I'm with Kelly Clarkson for a lot of them. Like they stand for her. They tell her that behind these hazel eyes has gotten them through something. Like some of them flat out just start standing.
Well,
as like they should.
They should.
Exactly.
But then she's also just equally as interested in all the people that she sits with.
That's true.
Like she really
does. There's a genuine excitement.
Love talking to people.
She does.
And I think that shows.
It's the kind of difference between watch her do an interview and check out her excitement when she finds out something new about somebody versus Ellen, who, I mean, Ellen's a pioneer and a legend, but you can tell that she has done this for however long that show's gone on. You can just tell that she is pretty half checked out.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, I feel like. She has so many bigger fish to fry. She's got that production company and a million shows coming out. So I feel like this is like fine. I do love Ellen despite, you know, recent problematic behavior.
I mean, she really did pave the way.
Yeah. But I do think Kelly is doing something interesting. The question I have is like, is this something that she sustains and does she actually want to keep doing this? Because like, she could really make it the thing that she does. And
I think if she can make it work with her schedule, it's like, why not?
Yeah.
Because the way that she incorporates music now.
And we didn't even talk about the best part, which is the Kelly-oke.
Yeah. Every single day she performs a new song.
Every day. And she's really been doing some gay rights lately. She's been.
Yeah.
It's from Britney to Whitney to
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. Ugh.
Like, I've stand since day one, Kelly. Like, I voted for her on a thing, this thing called a telephone, and you had to, like, hit the buttons.
Right, you actually press the buttons to vote.
Yeah, there was actual buttons.
Do it online. And then she sang stuff like that there, and my gay ass just completely flipped.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. R-E-S-P-C-T.
I have so it good. On my Zune still. My fucking Zune.
She was so fucking legendary. American Idol Season 1, deep dive coming soon.
Honestly.
And also to her Hocus Pocus one, like, I've heard her sing a lot of things. She really fucking sang. Like, that was, she fucking sang that song.
A lot of times she's clearly having fun singing and, like, not trying too hard. And that's what's even more insane is because she's still, like, belting like crazy.
Right. But other times she snaps.
She does snap really.
The vocals are just next level.
It's so funny, though, because you can see her just kind of be like, yeah, sure, I'll give you a high note here. But then sometimes she accidentally tries and then you're like, holy shit.
Yeah. I'm curious to see if we'll get new music with the Vegas thing, because it doesn't seem like that's what happens with the girls.
I know it doesn't. It's surprising, but
you know, maybe we'll get a Pretty Girls. That happened to our fave when she went to Vegas.
Yep, that'll sell it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what people are speculating, though? Another legend on the scene, and they have talked about it, is Christina. To do something with her. Because at one point, one of them said that they would go on, like, sing with her, that they would sing with her in Vegas one time.
Ooh.
So I feel like they could actually make that happen. Maybe, if one of them wants to.
I would stan a Legend and Legendina song.
Right.
Because they're in my holy trinity of faves.
It would completely blow your ears out. Like, it would be so loud, but in a great way. I want it to be like You Thought Wrong Part 2 for all the thankful lovers out there. Or just do You Thought Wrong. And call into my regret, for the love of God.
Can we at them and be like, honestly, like Kelly Clarkson TV, You Thought Wrong featuring Christina Aguilera next week. Thank you.
It would be perfect for both of them, honestly. Ugh, we can
Wow, that is a concept.
Yeah. Oh my God. Christina just like dropping from the sky.
They could do a Christmas song together because they both have Christmas albums.
That's true.
Which are difficult to get. Not everyone has
Not
that.
Not everyone has that. Speaking,
my mind is just like the things I'm thinking of. I have to have a seat. I'm already sitting. I have to take a breath.
You need to lay down. Speaking of laying down, another legend got on Instagram laying down in her bed and made a very special announcement in a very iconic way, I would say.
You know, Meryl Streep is shaking.
Yes, this is as far as acting jobs go, it's very clear that we have a legend in our midst. Mm,
she might get that Oscar instead of J-Lo.
Oh, that is true. They'll be nominated in the same category. This is, of course, we're talking about Mariah Carey, now dubbed the Queen of Christmas, goes to bed in her 80s glam metal rocker look that she wore during Heidi Klum's Halloween party. It says 11:59 on her phone, and at 12, she gets a call from Santa.
It's time.
We love an actress.
We really do. It's time.
Is it time yet, though? It's not time. It's not time for me yet.
I don't really think it's time, and I'm actually surprised that she thought it's time. The only thing I can think of is she dropped the unreleased video footage of All I Want for Christmas Is You, and then they did the details of the deluxe anniversary package. Is this the lead time that they need for that number one?
Probably.
So I'm like, okay, I trust.
But also, sometimes Christmas albums do come out in October.
Oh, for sure.
So speaking of like Legend, hers came out in October, Wrapped in Red.
Absolutely. And it's still like it increased every week, which, you know, rarely that ever happens. But like as it got closer to Christmas, it was like becoming bigger.
Yeah. So I'm also a liar. I definitely Instagrammed on Halloween. I was like, me at 12:01 with a vine of me listening to Underneath the Tree. That was definitely for content. Also, I was bored.
Well, thank you for getting candid on this podcast about that creative journey in your mind. So yes, according to Mariah, it is Christmas time officially. So get your streams up. We are getting her this number one. It has never been number one, despite how many times you've heard it. All I Want for Christmas Is You. I believe last year was the greatest peak at number 10, I want to say, or 9. It didn't go number one, though. You know, life is too short to not have this song go to number one. And we just give her what she wants. It's the 25th anniversary of Merry Christmas. Is it too much for you to make Mariah happy?
No.
It's what we need to do.
She really is like an actress in these Instagram videos.
100%.
It also reminds me of the one that this is before she was doing skits. But do you remember the year that it blizzarded? That's not a word.
No, it's fine.
When there was a blizzard in like February or March or something, and she made whoever it was redecorate her apartment for Christmas. And she made that video of her listening to her own music. Yes. And just because it was snowing, she was like, we're going to have a Christmas.
Right.
Because that was the year it was like 50 degrees on Christmas or something.
Uh-huh.
You know, climate change, like I said.
This is not a climate change podcast. But
this is because you all buy plastic Christmas trees. That's exactly why.
Yeah. But throw out your angel costume. Don't call you angel.
Yeah.
Call a recycling facility, you bitch.
No, you support local farmers and you buy a real Christmas tree.
Oh.
Anyway, my point was that she is an actress and she's iconic.
Right. So that is the point of the Mariah Carey segment of the show. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have to just wait and
see.
The
Mariah moment.
It is a moment, darling. And we're going to see if she gets that number one.
I'll put All I Want for Christmas Is You on a playlist 500 times on my laptop, and I'll just hit play and leave it overnight. Do you remember? Have you ever done that?
Oh, I did.
Stans do that.
Yeah. During the truly Stan-driven days, I absolutely streamed all night and stuff. Not stream, though. It was like...
Or you'd make a YouTube playlist video over and over.
Yeah. I'm trying
to
think.
What did I do that for?
What was I doing that for? Because back in our day, it wasn't like that necessarily counted.
Right. Back in our day, people actually bought music.
Well, we hobbled out to the local CD shop and we said, do you have Anticipating? And they said, no, it's only in France.
Oh.
Speaking of a legend who sings Anticipating and other songs, there's yet another experience
and
coming.
Other songs.
Imagine describing Britney Spears as singer of Anticipating and other songs. I'm going to start doing that. Britney Jean Spears has a fan experience called The Zone launching. It officially launched on November 1st.
Yeah.
The ticket sales did.
And it like soft launched Instagram.
Yeah. There was like teasers.
Yeah. It took Britney a full 48 hours
to acknowledge it.
Which
I'm shocked that she acknowledged, but I'm happy she did because that sort of affirms that she is involved in some way. Perhaps.
Sorry, I just...
It could have been like a really fun tie-in with Domination or whatever, just to be like... Because at this point, legacy artists, we've talked about this a lot. It's a lot of celebrating the greatest hits and stuff. And that's what this experience looks like. You've got the baby lockers.
Yeah. Well, to explain everyone, if you haven't seen it, because like no one's following the accounts because
that's
they didn't
true.
Really do a good job of marketing it, in my personal opinion.
Right.
It is a pop-up retail experience in Los Angeles that you have to buy tickets for, and it lets you go in through these different rooms that are inspired by
music videos,
the iconic music videos like Toxic, Oops, I Did It Again, Piece of Me, and Baby One More Time.
Right. And you can see in the renderings, you've got like the baby lockers, you've got the astronaut for Oops.
The Piece of Me LED wall.
The LED wall. And
the airplane that looks absolutely nothing like the airplane,
airplane
in Toxic.
Is a stretch. It's almost more like the Japanese commercial for the candy that she did.
Yes.
It's kind of more closer to that. They even launched I don't know if it's Snapchat or Instagram filter, and I saw that you can wear the Toxic hat, the stewardess hat.
Can't wait to wear that. My favorite song.
I haven't heard that one yet. But I'm torn about it because I think it would have been a really fun, cute, funky idea if she was in action and she was on a stage and performing. Like, some of her fans feel that they're cashing in on her already. So to then launch a fan experience for money, cashing in on her, is kind of, in my opinion, an awkward look at this stage of her career. Had she been in action and like actively performing and promoting,
right,
I think this would have been fine. But now it's just awkward because it's like the vast majority, I think, of the fan base at least agrees that she needs some time, at the very least. We kind of all agree for whatever's happening. And so to be like, hey, take a picture with the toxic whatever is like.
Yeah, I felt the same way. It was like, because when we went to Planet Hollywood back in the day, they had all the outfits and stuff in the hallway. So I do agree. Like, I think this could have been cool as an extension of a residency or something. But yeah, I was like, are we not reading the room?
That's what everyone, I said. Read, like, the room.
The fan base is basically split right now. Yeah,
there's a civil war happening, a small faction.
Literally a civil war happening between the stands. It just doesn't feel to me, and I've said this before in our episode where we talked about Free Britney on the Britney podcast that we just recently did. I personally don't feel like Britney wants to be Britney Spears, the pop star, right now. So the delay in her even acknowledging the experience was also kind of telling.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't know if I'm excited about this because...
Yeah, I feel bad because there were actually quite a few people who tagged us in it and to be like, are you excited to go? And I'm like, no.
I just, yeah.
Yeah, just be like, even if she was promoting, I don't actually want to... I probably would, but I don't really want to pay money to take a picture next to a plastic astronaut.
That's the other thing.
Because it's wasteful for the environment.
Well, before we say that, it is $64.50 to get a ticket to go into this experience to then go buy more stuff.
Yeah.
So I am just like, I don't know. It just feels like such an obvious cash grab.
Yeah.
I just have to laugh because I don't know if I even want to talk about like the hypocrisy.
It is the hypocrisy of stand-up. They're like yelling about her team, but also going to pay their team.
Right.
Like, okay, do what makes you happy.
It just feels, I don't know. It just doesn't feel, it's not the right place. It's not the right time.
For me, that's how I feel. I don't feel like good about going to a fan experience for somebody who seemingly doesn't seem to be wanting to be a pop star right now, doesn't seem to be actively promoting her work, really. Like, it doesn't really feel right to me. If she's gung-ho about it and she's like making videos and stuff and going to it, then it'll probably feel better. But yeah, you know,
my opinion will change, obviously,
of course,
if she attends or if there's, you know, videos of her going through the experience or like playing around in the different
I just wish
settings
it would feel
and stuff.
Better, you know. It's it's just we're in such an awkward position because
it feels like a Madame Tussauds experience.
Oh, that's what I thought. It's like a museum, a Ripley's, believe it or not, a Madame
Literally
Tussauds.
Literally a Ripley's, believe it or not.
Yeah, exactly. So, do you believe? believe the new fragrance.
My God.
So I'm on the fence about it. I'm very happy for the fans who are going and want to get the pictures and stuff.
But. Yeah, I think a lot of people are excited. I do see a lot of people that I follow that are buying tickets and they live in California, so they don't have to buy a plane ticket and a hotel like everyone else would have to. That's the other thing too. It's like so expensive to literally travel across the country to then go pay to then buy things.
Yeah.
And it just feels weird. I don't know. It's just also the graphics are so bad. Can I just say it?
On the Instagram?
It's so tacky looking. Is it? Do you agree?
I'm not
saying they should have consulted me. I'm just saying that.
Well, first of all, they should have. But number two, it's not typography that I associate with her. I would say that. Like, I don't. The iconography and the typography, if we're getting like graphic designy, like, I don't see that and think her immediately. They've created a new language, a visual language for her.
They've created new graphics.
Yes.
There's nothing.
When really, sort of like we did with the Britney podcast. To have that
attempted
cover.
Attempted to. Okay.
You see the familiar details of her albums and you think of her versus creating a whole new thing.
Yeah.
But also because it's called In the Zone, I was kind of like, oh, they should have used the little
literally use
glyphs.
Use the logo from In the Zone.
Right
use
there.
The color blue.
Right there.
Ugh.
The blue. Oh, totally. It's the details.
It drives me fucking nuts.
But, you know, it's fine. You know what? I hope everyone has a good time.
So to all the fans who think that I'm in with Britney's team that I'm working for them and getting paid off by them, I'm clearly not, because I would never put a disgusting, tacky logo like that out for a legend.
So enjoy paying for a ticket, then coming back to Twitter to yell at us for being paid by her team.
I would, oh my gosh, and those freaking, the vector graphics, with the, oh my God, one of the things you never do, in graphic design.
We're just going
to
let that
lie
there.
You don't use outer glow to make something look chic. It doesn't even look like a real,
You do what you can, and you know what? At the other side of this, I don't blame them for feeling the need to keep her relevant because she is not doing it herself.
But then take the hint. If she doesn't want to be relevant,
exactly.
Don't make her relevant.
Exactly.
She said, leave me alone. She said, give me space. Mm-hmm. She didn't even acknowledge the birthday of Blackout, which is her best album, some would say. She didn't acknowledge the LPs that are, that right?
Yeah, LP. She's never acknowledged the LPs that
she's
come out on
Urban. She's not even acknowledging
Urban.
The vinyls. She could not give a flying fuck about being a pop star right now, and it is fine. It's okay.
I'm more than fine with it. I would love
her
to
just
chill out.
Yeah. When she gets the itch and wants to start doing it again, then I'm all in for it. She does not care. She doesn't want to be a pop star right now.
Well, we're paid off in telling her to not be a pop star. That's how it's working right now.
God. I'm following her lead.
Exactly.
Because you know what will happen?
What?
Is... what happened in the past when she did the M&M's tour?
Yeah.
She was rebelling and she was itching to get back and do music and perform again.
Exactly.
And she was running around LA and she was putting together demos and songs and putting together all the samples for Blackout.
We know what the spark looks like in
her.
We
know
what
the spark looks like. We know what the rebellion looks like and we know what the spark looks like. And it is not right now. There's no hints of it.
Mm-mm.
So I'm just like, I don't want to go to this plastic pop-up shop.
No, not at this moment.
Recycle it. Please. Although that piece of me LED wall is
that's
kind of
cool.
Chic.
That'll be for good. But the worst part is that we're going to have this whole segment and then it's going to be pictures of us at the experience and people just playing this audio during a slideshow of pictures of us at the experience.
Listen, there are three things happening on the other side of the country. The experience. Kelly Clarkson, Invincible, and this plastic pop-up shop with a plane that doesn't even look like the plane in the actual Toxic music video. If I wanted to be in the Toxic music video, I would go to my closet over there and I would pop out my green screen and I would stand in front of it and I would take a video of myself and I would Photoshop myself in like I did for Scream and Shout. I don't need to buy a plane ticket to do that.
No, you don't. And I'm surprised you haven't done that.
How much have we spent?
Give it time. Oh, hundreds.
The disrespect. You couldn't even make it tour the world.
Far too much.
Pop it up over down in on Varick Street somewhere.
True. Local pop-ups.
Dive bar on the east side. Where you at?
Yeah.
Pop it up around the world.
Pop it up. Rock the spots, ladies.
All around the world.
Pop-up shops.
Honestly, that's probably the only way I would go is if it was in New York.
I mean, if it was next door, we would go.
Yeah.
But like...
if I'm going to I'm California schlep. Next year, it's to see Experience or Invincible.
Right. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Know what else I'm doing in 2020? Voting. So there's priorities.
Yep. I mean, that only requires one day to be here, but... sorry. Can't go to Experience. I'm voting.
Which is literally after all of the things are done. Like Kelly's ending in September.
Right.
Xtuba's
it's over
ending.
Already.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I just called her Xtuba. Wait. I would just like to clarify that because I don't want to edit it out. I call Christina Xtuba because of the note. Wait, I explained this, didn't I?
I think you did, but you know, we've got new listeners.
The note in Ain't No Other Man where she just belts out.
Yep.
It's a compliment. Don't come for me.
Tuba-esque.
Yes.
The noise.
Xtina Xtuba.
Yeah.
Legend Tina.
Legend of vocals. Legend Tina. Mm-hmm. Godulera. Yeah. So I think that's... where we're at.
See you in the zone.
See you in the zone.
They didn't even say, are you ready to get in the zone?
Not yet. Don't look at me like that.
Can you? I'm not looking at you like that. I'm looking at my reaction to the Instagram and the graphics was just like the audacity, as Ramona Singer would say.
I can tell. You're heated. Well, when they come to you because they pay us so handsomely to redo this.
They're never going to come to me. Like, no. Let's give it up, Delicious. I mean, it's not happening.
Someday you'll understand.
Yes. Someday. I was thinking of someday the other day. I was walking through the park and the trees were shedding the leaves. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yeah, that's... Do you guys think of someday when you see leaves falling on the ground?
I think of autumn goodbye, but also someday.
Oh, yeah. I think of the part where she turns in the wind and she's holding her tits and she's like...
What? Who's that?
And the wind blows.
Oh, my baby.
Yeah.
Are we tackling this last subject?
Oh, I don't know. Do we need to address the girls? Do we need to scold the tweens?
I do enjoy dragging twinks often.
Dragging?
Well, you know what?
I'm enjoying almost being a twink again.
Right. Skinny legend.
My glory era is incoming. So, another legend.
You know what? We'll say. Charlie XCX to the new generation is honestly very important.
I know. I was joking. I do enjoy.
She honestly, like the way some of the baby gays go for her. Oh my God. Yeah. Why wasn't she involved? Charlie's Angel. She could have done something.
Well, there's a concept.
There's a concept there. But we're talking specifically about her fans in this instance who have continuously gone viral for the increasingly disturbing items they've brought to meet and greets.
So there's a Charlie fan. His name is Peter. His at is at ratdad666 because that's what the teens do these days. Yep. They use Avies and SpongeBob photos and weird ats, and they just bully you anonymously and call you a clown.
You kill yourself. Oh, yeah. A lot of clown emoji and you're being paid off, sweetie.
Can't relate. Right. Our generation uses our actual names and photographs, so we can't get away with bullying anyone.
And we also need it for our eyes to more clearly see the screen, so we know that's our avatar.
Mm-hmm. So he went to a meet and greet, and he asked Charlie to pose with a necklace that contained his mother's ashes in them.
Yeah.
I didn't think the ashes was bad.
No, because there's something like it could actually even have been meaningful if it was meaningful to him.
I think there's a lot of people who do wear jewelry and things like that, and it is very meaningful to them. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that that was weird or whatever. And this went viral on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it sparked some copycats, would you say?
Yes, I would say that. Because even before him, she posed with poppers, and poppers went viral because she said, gay rights, and she held up poppers.
Yeah, and signed them.
And signed them. And that was sort of like the inciting incident. And then it was this, the ashes, and then it took another turn.
Yeah, it went up and then down.
It sure went down.
Down and in. There was a gay who made Charlie sign... An anal douche.
Ah, yes, an anal douche. Now, here's the problem.
Well, she tweeted.
She tweeted. It was misleading because she first tweeted, have some respect, amid a series. Actually, it was one specific article saying her queer fans need to do better. Mm-hmm. And then she tweeted again. After everyone's like, see, you need to be nicer to Charlie. Stop doing this. She tweeted again with a lengthy note being like, it's fine. I'm not a damsel in distress. Stop writing fake woke articles claiming that I'm bothered by this. Which I just feel like, just as far as human to human contact, I wouldn't do that to somebody that I allegedly respected and revered. I get that she has a really funny sense of humor. She's really on our level as far as like relatable and all that stuff.
Right. She gets the jokes and...
But she doesn't know you. And this goes back to like... You know, my meet and greet experience with Brittany, like you come into it with a human being who does not know you at all, even though you know in her entire life, whatever that you think you know of her. Like, it's just kind of weird, in my opinion. If there was a funny thing attached to it, like if she had a song about a douche or something, it would make more sense. It's just like it almost feels like the gays are one-upping each other to try and get a viral hit tweet to like be funny about gay life. And it's like, using her as a prop. But at the same time, if she's really cool with it, then it doesn't matter. And she says she's cool with it, so we have to accept her words for it.
Yeah, it seems like she does have a sense of humor about
totally.
It. I just can't stop thinking, like, could you imagine someone doing this to Cher?
Well, that's what I keep, like...
She's like, what the hell is that? You put that thing up your ass. God damn it.
Just... Well, the thing wouldn't even make it to Cher. It wouldn't make it to Britney, to Janet. It wouldn't
no,
even...
I mean, the fans can barely even get to
yeah,
Britney.
Yeah, you get the pat down, you get the talk, you get the, like, spiel, because that's valuable property. That's a legend. And so...
It's also a human.
It's a human being. That's the...
I'm a human being. Did you catch that reference?
I did catch the reference. Okay. And it's tea.
That's just all I thought was someone going to share with an anal douche. Mm-hmm. And what would Cher say?
I guess we're about to find out.
Let's go get a meet and greet.
At this rate.
Oh my God. I don't know. It's just like, okay.
I just feel like human-to-human respect.
Right.
For another, for a woman especially. I'm like... Please, it's just kind of, I don't know.
The audacity.
I would.
I'm going to get a meet and greet ticket, and I'm going to bring a copy of Glory.
To every artist
meet and greet. So I can go viral, and then everyone's going to be like, what album is that?
Yeah.
And not retweet it. It's the new Do It for the Vine.
Yeah, it's just.
Is now Do It for the TikTok.
The viral tweet or TikTok. It's like, do as you will, but just consider that she's a stranger to you.
Right, so. And this is why Avril Lavigne stands 8 feet away from people at
as
meet
she
and greets.
Should.
Remember when that became a meme?
Yeah,
and now I'm like, I kind of understand.
Oh, I totally get it. I understand why so many artists have canceled meet and greets or just stopped doing them. Like Justin did them, and then that was a whole circus. He stopped that.
I never want to meet Britney ever.
I didn't want to meet her, even though people like. You know, we can revisit the 2015 episode if you'd like to hear about that. And I'm very grateful for the experience. But
you had a good experience.
I had a good experience because I know what happens, which is sort of like you realize that they are human in your face. And it's
yeah,
very
she's
like
scared of you.
And she's scared of you.
You made her laugh, though.
I did make her laugh. You can hear about it in the 2015 yeah. episode.
So that's kind of iconic.
I just think that's a lot of pressure to put on the artist to take on that baggage.
And they've got their own baggage.
You know.
Moral of the story.
Moral of the story. Don't meet your idols.
Keep your douche in your ass.
Keep your douche in your
ass.
And
not at your meet and greet.
So.
I'm trying to think if I've had any bad experience. I don't think I have.
Like meet and greets or just yeah. celebrity in general?
We had a good one with Kelly.
I was just thinking of that.
Mm-hmm. That's why we stan her.
That's why we stan. And all of them who endure that. And Charlie does it for free to just like.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was free.
Yeah.
Well, it won't be for much longer.
Well.
It's been an interesting mix of new girls, and our legendary faves resurfacing.
Past and present, legacy acts and up-and-comers.
Yeah, future legacy acts.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
Some.
Hopefully.
If they can aspire to that, not all will achieve, but we like to leave room for future legends.
Mm-hmm. We like to be optimistic.
Yeah, that's a big part of Legends Only. We're talking about the actual legends, but also the... potential legends.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like to keep up with us further, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at legendonly_pod. I really like, somebody left a comment on Kyle's Instagram suggesting that the fan name should be the Legends Only Fans.
That was such a good comment. Yes. Thank you to Reality Guy on Instagram.
Yes. Great recommendation. The Legends kind of, Only Fans. It really does suit.
Right? Like that's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of is perfect.
Yeah. And of course, we'll be launching our own shortly after the launch of this podcast. So,
got to pay for the hosting somehow.
That's right. Oh, God. Okay. So, for now, you can follow us at legendsonly_pod mm-hmm. on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow us individually. I am at Mew Muse, MUUMUSE.
And I am T Kyle Mack on Twitter and T.Kyle on Instagram. And. We are on Spotify, Legends Only Podcast. You can follow our accounts. We are on there as like a podcast, but we're also on there as a profile.
For
and
music.
That's where you'll be able to find our playlists. We have our Halloween playlist, and some people recommended some weekly playlists. Or
yeah, we
like
might
a,
put together the songs that we talked about or
yeah,
something like that.
We might put together one that's...
Might get crazy.
We get add to it every single week with
like
things
a
that
new
we
music,
mentioned.
Legends Only.
Oh, new sings.
New sings.
We'll come up with some kind of name for it. The Thanksgiving EP that I'm so excited. Right,
which you've been promoting since the beginning of this podcast.
I already have my list ready to go. I have 8 options. Okay. I can't wait.
Well, I'll get on that. Great. So until then,
we will see you
soon.
Soon.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.